moving on, I am now joined by, and she'll correct me in a moment if I get this wrong, Papa Nicolau. She is the Camborne Community Project worker from Cambridge Housing Society, and one of the things that she coordinates is the Camborne Time Bank. She joins me now to tell me what Camborne, or rather what time banking is, and also about a new crowdfunding project that they are setting up, or have set up indeed. Good afternoon.
Hi, Louise.
Did I pronounce that okay?
You did very well.
Yay, great. It's Greek heritage, isn't it?
That's right.
Yes. So anyway, so first of all, let's start then with what time banking actually is, what it involves.
So time banking is a community initiative, and it's one where members can exchange time and skills. So you could do an hour of gardening for somebody, and then you could spend that time receiving an hour's help with something that you wanted help with. For instance, if you needed some ironing done, you can ask somebody in the time bank to help you with that. So every hour that you volunteer goes into your time bank account, and each hour is the same for everybody, whatever you give. So you could give hours in gardening and receive hours from our solicitor, for instance.
Right. And so how does that work then? Do people have to go through you, or do they have a system that they set up on a website, or...?
Yes, we have an online database where everyone has a login, which has everyone's skills that they're able to offer and the things that they'd like to receive. So members can be independent and go onto that online system and search for what they need and message the person and invite them to take part. Or they can go through me and I can match people up.
Right. And so how long has it been running now?
It's been going for 4 years in Camborne, but we've got time banks across the county. We've got six time banks in the Cambridgeshire Time Banking Partnership, of which Camborne is one. We've also got time banks in Littleport and Ely, Somersham, St Ives, Houghton and Witton and Warboys.
Oh, great. And how many members do you have then across the board, roughly?
We've got 500 members across Cambridgeshire.
That's amazing, isn't it? 500 people. Yep. So there's a lot of skills on offer, I'm sure.
Absolutely, and some quite unusual ones as well.
Do tell. In fact, that was one of my questions. What skills do you have on offer? And has anything actually surprised you as well?
Yeah, well, we have a nice mix of international people in the time bank. So some of the exchanges which have been popular are the cooking ones. Mm. So Mexican cooking, Indian cooking, Chinese cooking. And we have some people with specialist skills like engraving medals, which is quite nice, or picture framing, or restoring old photographs.
And there's never any money exchanges, are there? That's clear from the outset, isn't it?
Absolutely. You never pay for somebody's time. The only thing that you might pay for is if you want your house decorated, then you would buy the paint and then you would ask somebody to come and do the painting for you.
Oh, great. And so have you seen, how long have you been doing it now? So
I've been doing it 2.5 years.
And when you started, has there been quite a big sort of sharp increase of people getting involved with it?
There has been a steady increase, yeah. We see typically a couple new members each month.
Yeah. So the new project that you're setting up, what is it and how's that working?
Well, we've got a crowdfunder, which is a fundraising campaign through the website Crowdfunder. So if you go onto www.crowdfunder.co.uk, our campaign is called Time to End Loneliness. Mm. So if you go onto the website and put in Time to End Loneliness, you'll be able to find it. And it's really a campaign to tackle loneliness, which is this very sad effect that affects lots of people. And it doesn't matter if you're, you know, a new mum, or if you're a pensioner, or if you're somebody that's moved to a new area, you know, it can affect people at all stages of life. And it's really, you know, it can have detrimental effect on your health if you're lonely. So if you can join social networks and become more connected to the people in your local community, then that's actually very beneficial for you. It can reduce your anxiety and your blood pressure and make you happier and healthier.
Mm. Actually, it's really interesting that you should mention, I mean, I guess it's sort of almost inevitable as you get older, you get lonelier because obviously you're losing, you know, members of your family or whatever, because they're getting older as well, and friends and family. But it's interesting that you mention mums, new mums, because that can be a really isolating time, can't it?
Yeah.
And I find it, because there's a massive pressure as well on new mums to kind of get back out there and do this and be superwoman to kind of do everything. But actually, you want to be able to focus on your child. But also, that can be very locked in as well, can't it? And I have to say, credit to Camborne. I live there myself. People know that. There seems to me always something going on for mums and groups and various ways in which they can get out and socialise, not just themselves to escape, but also the children as well, which is absolutely essential, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. I think people have found it very important to be able to go out and socialise, and, you know, sometimes it's having a laugh and sometimes it's having a moan, and it's just feeling like there are other people that understand kind of the struggles that you're going through. I think the wonderful thing about the time bank is that it can bring the different generations together in a way that not many other groups do. So you have older people who can kind of provide a little bit of guidance and support and just a bit of friendship to younger people who are feeling unsure of themselves, going through difficult times. So that's a really nice way that time banks can kind of make connections across the generations.
And there's like various cafes and things that go on as a part of that as well, isn't there?
That's right. So Camborne Time Bank has been meeting regularly at Cafe 19, which is a community-run cafe, volunteer-led, in Camborne Church. And more recently, we've been having monthly coffee mornings. So the next coffee morning that we've got coming up is on Saturday, 29th of April, 11 a.m. And that's actually going to be in the Lower Camborne Cricket Pavilion. And everyone's welcome to that one. It's a public coffee morning because we want to raise money for this Time to End Loneliness campaign. We're aiming to raise £3,000 with Crowdfunder.
And how will that be used?
That'll be used to run more coffee mornings, cook and share sessions where people learn to cook new cuisine and then they eat together, community walks and other kind of community events like quiz nights and science fairs we've got coming up in Camborne.
Have you got specific dates for those arranged already?
Yes.
You don't know them off the top of your head? Is there a website people can go to find out more?
Facebook is a good way to find out more, actually. So Camborne Time Bank is on Facebook, so that would be Camborne Time. And I know all the other six time banks are also on Facebook.
Right.
So that seems to be the best way to find out.
Excellent. And so going back to the Time for Loneliness project, so you mentioned community walks and things like that. Now, you know, there have been other sort of campaigns that have gone on whereby, you know, it might be inviting someone round for a meal or something like that. And that's another way of kind of reaching out and getting people involved. And is that something that you also encourage?
Yes, we do. So in Camborne Time Bank, we have a cookery club. And so I actually met and had lunch with cookery club members on Friday. And the idea is that you have sort of eight people in a group, and you each take it in turns to host a dinner party and cook for the others. So you have to cook a three-course meal on your weekend, but then you get to eat seven other meals, which is very nice. And then we all club together at the end and work together to produce a meal for 100 people.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the
fundraising. And where's that held? Is that at the church or...?
That's at the Hub, which is the community centre in Camborne.
Oh, fantastic. Excellent. So I guess, so this all sounds absolutely amazing, and people can find out more by going onto the Facebook page. So are there any particular skills that the time banking system that you're involved with, and maybe you may know other from the other time banking systems as well, are there any that you feel you want but aren't there that might be lacking?
Yes, it depends on the time bank. But in Camborne, we have we actually have a lot of very educated people, a lot of people that can help with computers and things like that. We need more people to do sort of manual work, sort of lifting, carrying and gardening, actually. So we do have some keen gardeners and they're happy to help with weeding and things like that. And we did do cut down a hedge for a disabled couple, and we're currently helping an 80-year-old lady clear up her garden and mow the lawn and do the weeding and things like that. But it's the heavy stuff like digging over allotments and digging out shrubs and things that it's quite tough to get people to do that.
If you find someone, send them my way. Yeah. I need someone to come and help me with my allotment. I really do. And they can have vegetables and things as a reward as well once they've all grown up. But, it all sounds fantastic. Do you want to just remind us where they can go for their Facebook page?
So the Facebook page is on Facebook and it's Camborne Time. And the crowdfunder is crowdfunder.co.uk. Time to End Loneliness. And we'd love it if you'd donate to us. That would be
brilliant.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much. Thank you for coming in and telling us more about that. And I hope people listening do get involved. I think it's a great way of swapping skills, but actually just getting out there and meeting people. So
absolutely,
it's a great way. Thank you so much for joining me this afternoon.
You're welcome.
That's Laura Papanikolaou, who is from the Camborne Time Bank.